Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Agotavach, I have very good news. I'm going to try without the mic. I have very good news for everybody here. Okay. With the mic as I listen. I have very good news for everybody here. If somebody starts speaking after 12 and came to speak, we would all be in for a long night. I did not come here to speak. I'm happy. I want to hear the singing. I honestly came here with a group of Bachurim, and we came here. This is an incredible gathering. My wife and I were Zeicha last year to be here for Shabbos Kodesh. This year, Yeshiva was on this Shabbos, and we couldn't be here. But it's an incredible gathering to be part of. To ready say Shalom Aleichem, to greet people. The gathering, this gathering is a gathering and a Shabbos that my wife and I felt friendship. We felt courage and strength. We felt hope. And we felt a tremendous sense of Ikush. A tremendous desire for Kirbis Hashem for ourselves and for our children. And to experience a place of people connecting and bonding, yidden from different places, who are there for each other, is always important and always precious. But since Simchas Torah, I try any way I can just to make gatherings the most organic response for our nation, for Klal Yisrael. Nothing forced. People could say, this is what you should work on, that. We all have our own things we want to work on. But the most organic and natural response when a mishpacha goes through difficulty is the family comes together. The family holds hands tighter, hugs tighter. The mishpacha comes together in a beautiful, close way. The family comes together. And all of us have seen Simchas Torah, our people, Klal Yisrael, has come together, has stood up. We're a people, we're an Ummah, we're a family, we're the Yid, we're Klal Yisrael, and we've united in a beautiful way. And I've tried in any way I can to gather people, just so we should come together. So I say about this Shabbos Kodesh specifically now, that this gathering of people who are warm, who are close to each other, who are honest and open with each other. We're closer when we express, we're closer when we share, we're closer when we're authentic. To have a Shabbos like this together, a Shabbos of closeness. I'm not trying to just say party line and just in an emissive way, I want to be here even for a few minutes. To dance, to sing with Yidden. Maybe my ticket, my excuse to get to come, if Gedalia invited me, I get to I'll share it by Torah. But I'm perfectly happy to go back to the singers and sing together, and I want to dance together with the Chevron. I'll share one thought that I saw this year, and I repeated the whole year. I could share Kedusha Torah. We're coming off of Shabbos, of Zayis Chanukah, the Kedush and Galur, to share. I want to share a kasha that I've repeated this year many times because this kasha means something to me and I want to give back whatever here with this kasha. The Noyim Eli Melech. The Noyim Eli Melech, Rebbe Yitzchak Diksha Ben Torah, has very much caught my attention and I'm trying very hard to connect to these two tzaddikim. And we actually sang the Bardich was Niggin. There was a Bachar Yeshiva who didn't know who composed the Niggin. And every Friday night, every Lil Shabbos, he asked, before we sing Ka'echsa, we should sing Reb Levi Yitzchak's Niggin. He didn't know who composed it. The Maisa is an Einikel. This Bachar is steiging. He happens to be an Einikel, of course, Reb Levi Yitzchak. And we sang this Lil Shabbos before Ka'echsa. The Bachar Moish sat right in the front. We started with Rav Ditch of the Niggin. These two tzaddikim were the Karev main Yidden, and there was one thing that I read their Torah. I'm reading their Torah, and I've looked into both of them, and I believe there was one secret. They were Makarev in the Sedam, the Noyim Eli Melech. that somebody just touched the door handle of the night of Elimelech's house and was nice to the children. People came near him and came to Hashem. What was his secret? What was his saying? So please listen to this kasha of the night of Elimelech. Any conversation on chinuch, everybody knows the beginning of the pasuk. It is widely spoken at a chinuch rally. When it is said, everybody falls asleep because we expect it to be said. I don't know if it's kept as much as it's said, but it's said. Chanoch l'nara pidarkoi. Everybody knows the beginning of the pasuk. That every year is unique and he has different needs and has a different way of serving Hashem. The end of the pasuk is not widely known, unfortunately. In Yeshiva Bani, if you ask a bachur who learns in the yeshiva and understands the yeshiva, ask a parent and just say the end of the pasuk, and they'll know what you mean. It's like the yeshiva 101. Everybody knows the end of the pasuk. I'd like it to be more widely known. So let's learn the end of the pasuk about chinuch. The end of the pasuk is Gam ki yasker lo yasim menu. I happen to like athletics, I like sports. One of my kids is a very good long distance runner. He has run a marathon. He's an incredibly good long distance runner. And if you know how long distance races work, I was watching my son run a race. And the person next to me said, "Whoa, your son is behind by a lot." I said, "You don't understand. He's going to win, but it's not going to be close. It's not going to be close. You don't know what you're watching." So I don't get it. The other guy's ahead. The other guy was running. He thought it was a sprint. And if you know how runners, he's already was out of his stance. His hands were down. You can tell him the guy ran out of strength. My son was running a marathon. It wasn't a sprint. And chinuch is gam ki yasim lo yasim menu. We don't sell out for the short term. Our long-term goals, we want when the child in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 90 years, forever, that somebody connects to the values of Torah, to Yiddishkeit. Gam ki yasim lo yasim menu. And that always has to be the thought of chinuch, the long term, and that's the end of the pasuk. Gam ki yasim lo yasim menu. That chinuch, the goal is long term. Don't sell out. The child may be stark in the shiur right now, but is it going to last? Is he going to engage in this for eternity? Gam ki yasim lo yasim menu. Always an eye on eternity. Listen to the kasha of the night of Elimelech. I think it's worth to be born to hear such a kasha. Listen how tzaddik thought. And I think it could change all our lives. Since I've heard this kasha, I'm asked to speak. I have the guys who came along, their shippies at Tal Kochim. I'd love to share Kedushay Toy right now for the time being. If you hear me in a week, I'm going to probably say this kasha again in 2 weeks. And this kasha is what's on my mind. That's what I'm going to say. Listen to Naim Elimelech's kasha. The pasuk warns. Chanoch l'nara pidarkoi, teach a child right. Gam ki yasim l'yasim, they shouldn't go off the derech in old age. Ask the Naim Elimelech, would a pasuk predict the yid's going to go off the derech? Be careful, tender soul, dangerous. Ask the Naim Elimelech, a soul moves to Hashem. I have a soul. You have a soul. Every yid has a soul. A soul moves Hashem. A soul wants Hashem. A neshama wants Hashem. So what's the pasuk saying? Be very careful. Do you think we can mess up a soul? A neshama wants Hashem. Ask the Naim Elimelech. What's the pasuk saying? Chanoch l'nara pidarkoi. Sagam ki yasim. Says the Naim Elimelech, that's not shot in the pasuk. Says the Naim Elimelech, he asks another kasha, why is it the Lashon Shlila? Why does it say negative? Say teach right? Says the Naim Elimelech, the pasuk means a soul will engage on its correct journey. Souls do that. That each one, I have a unique journey. We all have unique journeys. And the soul will move towards Hashem, because that's what the Neshama is doing. Chanoich v'nar al kidark, it means trying. We try our best. We're not going to hurt the Neshama. And the Neshama moves Hashem. Try our best to guide it in the right way, so it shouldn't have to be served to the right derech, give it the correct derech. So God be yasim, or yasim, and it shouldn't have to move from the... If we miss it, we don't have to... It's hard for us human beings to be mechad in the exact derech for the Neshama. So try to get it right. So this way, when it moves to its correct derech for the Neshama, towards Hashem, it shouldn't have to veer so much from the way we teach. And I want to say to her, say like this, that the biggest impact we can have in the world, all of us, this is a beautiful Heather, who have a tremendous chukka to serve Hashem and to bring our families to serve Hashem. The biggest impact we can have is to see ourselves as the Shamas. I'm talking about me. This is not meant. This is not a cue of speech. This is for me, Dan Kalish. It's for Yoga Man, sitting for 50 years in Kailal Lakewood, a Sita Shabbat Rebacher in Williamsburg. It's for all of us. I was a youngster. I was in the Sifta. I learned a lot. I was a master. I finished the sectors. I thought I was a tin can. I thought if I learned enough, I was in touch in my mind, I was learning if the next would win. I thought if I learned enough, the Torah will impact me. I came to yeshiva a number of years ago, and I thought, okay, I could yeshmat, we'll teach people, we'll show them the joy of Torah, Yiddishkeit, and the guys changed my life. Because I started seeing souls. Chesed taught me, I saw, I experienced souls. I have a neshama. I have a soul that wants Hashem. Before I learned, before I got, I have a neshama that craves Hashem, that moves towards Hashem, that just wants Hashem. Reb Nachman made a comment. He said, "Ein yiyush ba'olam, there's no giving up in the world." Can you tell me what world Reb Nachman experienced? Reb Nachman was brilliant. He said, "Ein yiyush ba'olam klal, there's no giving up." He didn't say one shouldn't give up. He says it's impossible to give up. "Ein yiyush ba'olam klal, there's no such thing as giving up." Did Reb Nachman see the same world you and I see? Doesn't it look like a lot of people quit? Doesn't it look like this yish? What world was he looking at that he said, "Ein yish ba'olam klal"? There's no such thing as giving up. Reb Nachman was very smart. Look at his svarim, Kol HaTorah Kulo. Said, "There's no such thing as giving up." I wish I could like spend some time with him and like show him around a little bit. You never heard somebody say, "I quit"? And when somebody says, "I quit," they're lying to you. They're lying. Because the Neshama wants Hashem. "Ein yiyush!" It's impossible. There's no such thing. When somebody says, "I quit," the painful part is "Ein yiyush ba'olam klal." If they quit, they'd be smiling. The problem is we have a soul and it's a solution. We have a soul that wants Hashem, "Ein yiyush ba'olam klal." There's no such thing as yish. The Neshama wants Hashem. And the Pshat of the Pasuk, of course, describes a soul that's journey is towards Hashem. And the biggest impact we can have on anybody in the world is to see ourselves. We're all human, we make mistakes, but we're a yin and we have a Neshama, a precious and holy Neshama that wants the right things. That's not for Kirib, it's not for somebody struggling, it's for a human, and all humans struggle, it's for us all. To see ourselves as a precious Neshama at all stages, when we're 20, 60, and 100, we're a Neshama that craves Hashem, that wants Hashem. To see ourselves, to get in touch with that part of ourselves that has a tremendous children. People should come to the Shabbos. My wife and I came to the Shabbos and moved closer to the sense we want Hashem, because we saw a group of people that are craving for Ruchnius and want to give it to their Rishonos. The biggest thing we can do for anybody in our lives is to see ourselves as a neshama. With our flaws, we're human. We make mistakes, but the neshama is not touched. Elikai neshama shesama b'tayrani. It's from the first words that a yid says every single day. We then can look at other people. The main impact, the only thing I care in the Rebbe and Yeshiva, I won't hire somebody thinks they're fixed. I'm just looking at somebody broken. I'll never let somebody work at the Yeshiva. I want somebody who sees themselves as a soul and sees the Shabbos. Is intimidated by another. Is not fooled by exteriors. Sees a soul, a precious, wonderful, elevated soul, unique and precious soul. The biggest impact we can have on people around us. And I say to this beautiful heaven that's gathered this Shabbos, let us see ourselves as precious souls. Precious, it has nothing to do with how successful we were at first Seder or second Seder. There's an arrogance to that. We don't become the Shamas when we learn. We learn because we're the Shamas, because our soul craves and has an idea of the service of Hashem. And as such we learn, as such we daven, to see ourselves as precious souls, to feel that in ourselves, and then we'll see the people around us as precious souls. That's the best impact that we can have, is seeing the truth. Just being honest and truth. A Yiddish neshama. In yeshiva we watched. I asked the whole yeshiva we gathered. We watched the yeshiva. There was a bachur there was a youngster who was nifter on Simchas Torah. He was killed on Simchas Torah. And this bachur sang in his car to his friends. He sent out to his friends a video singing Elikai Neshama Shemesata B'Tayroi. Beautifully, I showed it to the whole yeshiva. We showed it. This beautiful youngster was glowing, and he sang Elikai Neshama Shemesata B'Tayroi. You saw a soul. It was like completely soul. It was a soul. It was a beautiful kid singing Elikai Neshama Shemesata B'Tayroi. The biggest impact we can have on anybody in the world is to see ourselves, put aside our guilt, put aside our mistakes. We're human. I'm human, you're human. Human beings make mistakes. But we're a soul that's untouched. And we carry the Shabbosh and the Sabbath to the Rebbe. We have a soul, precious. We have the Shabbosh Vishnas to soul. And to see ourselves in that precious light, and then to see others in that precious light, souls that are moved to Hashem. The moment now that people touched his door handle, they became the Lechayz of the Tshuva, because he saw himself as a precious neshama. And he saw Yidden, he refused to learn Pshat and Pasuk. Be careful, they might learn better. A soul moves to Hashem. He saw himself like that, and he saw Yidden like that. Hashem should give all of us the eyes to see ourselves. We come from Avraham Avinu, who had Ayin Tov, who had very good eyes. We should all be zeichet to see ourselves, each and every one of us, to see ourselves in such a light. Of finding the neshama, with a unique mission, a unique opportunity of Kiddush Shemayim, and then see every single one of our children in that light. Every single one. Not to be fooled by exteriors, but to see every single one in that light, and then we'll, through Kesher Nefesh, through beautiful souls that are here, we'll apply this role, we'll see ourselves, we'll see our Rama's candy is thrown. We'll see Yidden, see each other in a beautiful way, we'll see our Rama's candy is thrown. And after this, our Rama's candy is thrown, of course, we'll see Harim Kerry Shekhecha in the area of Amy.
We're ready now to start the performance.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.